Welcome to Speaking of Soy, a discussion about soy and human health, sponsored by the Soy Connection Health and Nutrition Newsletter and the United Soybean Board. Today's program focuses on an article in the Soy Connection newsletter on the relationship between diet, soy isoflavones, and mood, specifically focusing on depression. With us today is the author of that article, Mark Messina, the co-owner of Nutrition Matters Incorporated, a nutrition consulting company. Mark is also an adjunct professor at Loma Linda University. He's chairman of the Soy Connection Editorial Board and executive director of the Soy Nutrition Institute. Thank you for joining us today, Mark.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Well, to begin, statistics show that the number of people suffering from depression is substantially growing. Can soy consumption help lower these numbers?
I think so, and you're correct. Depression is becoming a major problem in this country and actually throughout the world. The World Health Organization estimates that as many as 350 million people suffer from depression. So it's quite a big problem. It affects our work. It affects our enjoyment in life. And some population groups are more likely to suffer from depression than others. In this country, for example, whites are more likely to be depressed than blacks. People who are divorced or have never married are more likely to be depressed than people who are currently married. And also people who have chronic illnesses are more likely to be depressed. And in addition, if you have a chronic illness and you are depressed, it actually increases the risk of mortality and morbidity from that chronic disease. So it really has an overall impact on society.
There's evidence suggesting that the foods we eat affect our mental health. Elaborate on that point.
Sure. And it's a really important point. And actually, I've been a nutritionist for over 30 years, and it's something that has really only recently come to my attention. In fact, there was a statement issued from an esteemed group of academics that diet may have as much to do with mental health as diet has to do with osteoporosis, cancer, and coronary heart disease. So this whole field of nutritional psychiatry is really starting to come into its own. And recently, another group of academics issued the first dietary recommendations for the prevention of depression. And these recommendations really are very similar to the types of recommendations that you would see for overall health, which is, you know, eating more plant foods, eating less refined products, more whole grains, more legumes. So it's good to know that the kinds of changes that one would need to make to reduce risk of depression and maybe even to reduce existing depression are the same kinds of changes that will improve overall health.
In the article, you note that depression is twice as likely in women as it is in men, and that this can be related to hormonal change. Does this suggest a role for soybean isoflavones in alleviating depression?
It certainly could, and that's really a very, very important point. And you see this consistently in all the surveys where women are more likely to be depressed than men. And it is suspected that changes in hormones have an influence or are involved in why women are more likely to be depressed than men. And depression can often come on around the time of menopause when there is a lot of hormonal changes are taking place. So estrogen, the hormone estrogen, has been shown in many studies to alleviate depression. And since soy foods contain plant estrogens, which are similar to the hormone estrogen in some ways, although they're also very different in other ways, there's been speculation that soy foods may help to alleviate depression. And in fact, three recent studies have shown exactly that.
So overall, what advantages do soy isoflavones offer pre- and postmenopausal women with depression?
Well, the studies have really been quite impressive. It's actually quite surprising. One small study that was published in 2014 actually found that the plant estrogens, referred to as isoflavones, were actually as effective in alleviating depression in depressed patients as were pharmaceuticals such as Zoloft. And in fact, when Zoloft was combined with isoflavones, the combination effect was better than Zoloft alone. So we're seeing evidence that isoflavones may help to alleviate depression in patients with depression. And then another Japanese study, which was just published, found that a relatively small amount of isoflavones, the amount in about one cup of soy milk, actually, again, reduced depressive symptoms. In this case, the women were healthy postmenopausal women. So they weren't actually depressed patients, but when they looked at these women overall and conducted a number of assessments to determine their mental health, when they looked at this group, they found that those who had actually consumed the isoflavones were less likely to exhibit depressive symptoms. And then there was an earlier study from Italy that actually showed the very same thing. So I think we're really onto something here with these studies suggesting that the plant estrogens in soy may help to alleviate depression. And really, the only way you can get them in your diet is to consume soy foods.
Now, since your article was published in the Soy Connection, and this might have been the study that you just brought up, but a new study has come out supporting the antidepressant effects of soy isoflavones. Tell us about the study and the impact that it's making.
Yes, this was a Japanese study, and there were three groups of postmenopausal women. There were 30 women per group. It was an 8-week study, and they found two things. One, a very, very low dose of isoflavones did have some benefits, but they weren't especially impressive. The slightly higher dose of isoflavones was very, very impressive, and they saw a reduction in both insomnia, so people were able to sleep better, and a reduction in depressive symptoms. And this occurred in response to just 25 milligrams of isoflavones. There are about 25 milligrams of isoflavones in one serving of a traditional soy food. So I really do recommend that for people who are depressed, that they consider adding soy foods to their diet. And of course, depression, as I indicated earlier, can actually worsen the prognosis of a number of different chronic diseases, such as coronary heart disease, and soy foods have a number of coronary benefits. So there could be two independent reasons why soy foods could benefit people who are depressed.
To wrap this up, Mark, do you have advice for people looking to increase soy intake as a way to deal with depression, specifically in women?
Yes, absolutely. Again, I think that women should try to consume approximately 2 servings of soy foods per day. If you look at the studies, that's about the amount that seems to be associated with fairly significant benefit. 2 servings is relatively easy to incorporate into the diet. 1 serving is a cup of soy milk or 1 ounce of soy nuts or 1/2 cup of edamame. So it's easy to get that much soy into the diet. And it's not just a question of adding soy to the diet. One needs to improve their overall diet if they're going to help reduce symptoms of depression and maybe even prevent the onset of depression. But certainly soy foods can be part of that overall healthy diet aimed at improving mental health.
Well, Mark, thank you for spending some time with us to share your thoughts on the subject.
You're very welcome.
Speaking of soy, a discussion about soy and human health has been brought to you by the Soy Connection Health and Nutrition Newsletter and the United Soybean Board. You can find the complete article by Mark Messina on this topic in the Volume 23, Number 4 issue of the Soy Connection Newsletter. Visit the Newsletters and Tools section at soyconnection.com.